I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, July 29th. A group of pastors in Springfield say immigration officials have met with them to talk through how the agency will handle Haitians in the city after the Trump administration ended temporary protected status. The group is worried that the immigrants will be unfairly targeted. For the Ohio Newsroom, WOSU's George Shilcock reports.
Hundreds of thousands of Haitians in the U.S. under TPS, many in Columbus and Springfield, may face deportation without legal status. ICE won't say what its intentions are. Springfield pastor Carl Ruby, who advocates for the Haitian community, says he and other pastors met with ICE officials recently.
That's what they said, is we're using a carrot and stick approach. The carrot is we're going to offer them an airplane ticket. We're going to offer them some money. And the stick is we're going to make their lives miserable.
Ruby says ICE told him they may detain immigrants seeking asylum who may have temporary legal status. He says he's not heard of many cases of Haitians choosing to self-deport back to Haiti, which is plagued by intense gang violence. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm George Shilcock in Columbus.
The city of Dayton is drafting its next sustainability plan. As WYSO's environmental reporter Adriana Martinez-Smiley tells us, you can help shape it.
The city of Dayton will hold community workshops and stakeholder groups when drafting the plan. This one will be designed to last 10 years. The last sustainability plan, which lasted 5 years, concluded last year. Dayton sustainability manager Meg Maloney says the previous plan led to the city accomplishing things like planting more than 1,000 trees and restarting the residential electric aggregation program with 100% renewable energy. And they learned from it.
The biggest thing we took away from it was 5 years went really fast. And so our goal with this next plan was not only did we want to make sure that we really centered it on community voice and also like the needs of our municipal operations, but also we wanted to make it a slightly longer plan.
More information on the sustainability plan and how to participate in drafting it can be found on the City of Dayton's website or WYSO.org. For WYSO News, I'm Adriana Martinez-Smiley.
The Clark County Park District wants to share the results of an environmental study it completed at a few of its locations. It refers to it as a BioWise study. The year-long initiative was conducted at both the Estelle Wenrick Wetlands Spangler Nature Preserve and the Leadingham Prairie. In a Facebook post, the Park District encourages members of the community who care about local ecosystems, conservation, and natural spaces to join. The presentation will take place tomorrow, Thursday, July 30th, at the Davidson Interpretive Center at 6 p.m. Ohio's Democratic candidate for governor, Amy Acton, says if she's elected, she'll have a message for data centers that want to come into Ohio. You must meet certain conditions or you cannot build them. State House correspondent Joe Ingles has details.
Acton issued a statement announcing support for a conditional moratorium. Her running mate, David Pepper, says those conditions include using union labor, meeting environmental standards, foregoing non-disclosure agreements, and signing community benefit agreements, and covering all of their energy costs.
No one should be paying more because a data center came to town.
In a statement, a spokesman for Republican Vivek Ramaswamy criticized Acton for hiding and not speaking out about the issue before now. Ramaswamy has said data centers moving to Ohio is a good thing, but also that they'll, quote, put demand on our electric grid of a kind that we have not seen in the history of our state, unquote. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
The Ohio State Fair starts today, and it's got a dairy tradition that dates back more than 120 years. This year, the Butter Cow and its Butter Calf, wearing an Uncle Sam hat, are joined by the Statue of Liberty and more to mark America's 250th birthday. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports.
A Butter Bald Eagle and Lady Liberty flank the cattle this year. But the hardest element to make? 27-year veteran Paul Brooks says it was the butter American and Ohio flags, each weighing 200 pounds.
Butter flags are something we haven't tried before, and They're very heavy.
Over the course of the last week, he and a few other artists clocked 8-hour days on the exhibit. And its theme is always hush hush, even for the governor.
No, this thing is more secret than the Academy Awards. I'm telling you, you know, they've got Brink trucks out there holding the documents.
The Ohio State Fair runs through Sunday, August 9th. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A nice quiet weather week with summer conditions with temperatures in the 80s for today, low 80s. Mid-80s on Thursday, upper 80s on Friday, expecting fair skies. And again, dry conditions, but rain is in the forecast just in time for the upcoming weekend. And that's WISO Today for Wednesday, July 29th. I'm Mike Fraser.
Hey, it's Peter Sagal. Maybe you've never seen Wait Wait live and in person, but you've thought to yourself, well, what's the big deal? I can just listen on the radio. Well, yeah, but you never get to hear everything that happens.
That can be edited right out. Don't you worry about that.
So come join us September 3rd at the Rose Music Center.
Don't worry, it's not going to make broadcasts.
That's Wait Wait Live, September 3rd at the Rose Music Center. For tickets, go to nprpresents.org, but only if you're ready for it.
That's why you have to come to a live show.
That's right.